今天咱们聊聊中国历史上智商最高，结局也最好的谋士。
Today, let's talk about the most intelligent and successful strategists in Chinese history.
张良提到汉初三杰。
Fang Liang mentioned the three great talents of the early Han Dynasty.
大家都会想到韩信。
Everyone thinks of Han Zhen.
萧何。
Zairoki.
张良。
Fang Liang.
但这三个人的结局却有着天壤之别。
However, the fates of these three people were vastly different.
韩信被吕后骗进宫。
Han Zhen bei Elvi hu pian jin gong.
万箭穿心，死的那叫一个惨。萧何。
The death of Wan Jian Chu Wan Zhen was truly tragic and heartbreaking.
为了自保
to protect themselves,
不得不自无名声
I must remain anonymous,
还被刘邦抓进大牢
was also captured and imprisoned by Liu Bang,
晚年凄凉
old age is bleak,
只有张良不仅毫发无损
not only did Zhang Liang escape unharmed,
还被刘邦尊称为帝师
Also known as the imperial tutor by Liu Bang.
最后更是功成身退，云游四海去了。
Finally, he achieved success and retired, then traveled all over the world.
很多人说是因为他运气好。
Many people say it's because he's lucky.
或者是刘邦对他有感情。
Or Liu Bang had feelings for him.
错。在皇权面前
The mistake lies in the face of the monarchy.
哪有什么感情
What's the matter?
张良能活下来
Fang Liang could survive.
根本原因在于他看透了
The root cause lies in his understanding.
人性的底牌
The bottom of human nature.
更看透了那个千古不变的死局
To see through the unchanging deadlock.
兔死狗烹。
Rabbit dies, dog cooks.
咱们今天要聊的就是这场赢了。
What we're going to talk about today is this winning game.
天下。
World.
更赢了人生的顶级生存智慧。
Top survival wisdom to win life.
张良年轻的时候是个不折不扣的愤青。
When Zhang Liang was young, he was a true radical.
他本是韩国贵族。
He was a Korean aristocrat.
秦灭韩后。
After Qin destroyed Han,
他散尽家财。
He squandered his family's fortune.
雇了个大力士。
Hired a strongman.
在博浪沙刺杀秦始皇。虽然失败了
although the assassination of Qin Shi Huang in Luoyang failed,
但这股子狠劲
this is really powerful,
说明他是个有血性的人
he is a man of passion,
但是他在遇到黄石公那个让他捡鞋的老头之后彻底变了
however, after encountering the old man who made him pick up his shoes at the Yellowstone, he completely changed.
他学会了一个字。
He learned a word.
忍。
Endure.
他明白了。
He understood.
靠匹夫之勇报不了仇。
Revenge cannot be achieved through the strength of one's own arms.
想要干大事儿。
To achieve great things,
得借力，得找个能。
I need to borrow something.
当皇帝的老板。
The emperor.
他选中了刘邦。
He chose Liu Bang.
刘邦是个流氓。
Liu Bang was a scoundrel.
没文化。
No culture.
但他听劝。张良给刘邦出的主意。
But he listened to Liu Yang's advice for Liu Bang.
那都是阳谋。
That's all a trick.
鸿门宴上怎么装
How to dress at the banquet of the past.
孙子保命，下邑之谋。
Sun Tzu's plan to save the city of Yizhou.
怎么拉拢韩信、彭越？垓下之战。
How did Liu Bang lure Han Xin and Zhang Yu to fight at Heishanguan?
怎么彻底弄死
？How to completely eliminate?
项羽，可以说没有张良。
It can be said that without Zhang Liang,
刘邦早就死了800回了。
Liu Bang has been dead for 800 years.
刘邦自己都承认，运筹帷幄之中。
Liu Bang himself admitted to having the ability to strategize and plan.
决胜千里之外
Decide the victory from afar.
吾不如子房
No one is as good as you.
这就是谋胜的含金量
This is the key to victory.
但是帮老板打天下
But to help the boss establish a foothold.
只是第一步。
This is just the first step.
能在老板坐稳江山后活下来，才是真本事。
The real skill is to survive after the boss has established his position.
刘邦当了皇帝后，开始大封功臣。
After Liu Bang became emperor, he began to bestow titles and honors on his loyal followers.
这时候张良做了一个让所有人都看不懂的决定。
At this time, Zhang Liang made a decision that everyone couldn't understand.
刘邦让他自己挑齐国的30,000户作为封地。齐国啊。
Liu Bang let him choose 3,000 households from Kai as his fief.
那是富得流油的地方。
That's a place where money flows.
换作别人
If it were someone else,
早就谢主隆恩了。
I've already thanked him.
可张良呢
?Zhang Liang.
他拒绝了。
He refused.
他说我只要一个小小的刘县刘邦和他初次相遇的地方就够了。
He said that even a small meeting with Liu Han and the place where they first met would be enough.
为什么要这么做
Why do you do that?
第一示弱齐国太大了
One, the first sign of weakness is that the country is too big
我要了
I want it
皇帝会睡不着觉
The emperor couldn't sleep
第二
Second
念旧
Nostalgia
我要留县
I want to stay
是在提醒刘邦
Reminding Liu Bang
咱们是贫贱之交
We are friends who share poverty
我只念旧情
I only remember the past
不贪富贵
Don't be greedy for wealth and fame
这一招太高明了
This is a very clever move
他把贪婪这个死穴给堵上了
He blocked the pit of greed
当韩信在为王位争得头破血流的时候
When Han Xin was embroiled in the bloody struggle for the throne
张良已经开始修仙了
Zhang Liang has already started practicing cultivation
他称病不出不结
He said that he would not go to work if he was sick
党不营私
Party shall not engage in private business
甚至开始练辟谷
Even started to practice fasting
不吃饭
Don't eat
他用这种方式告诉刘邦老板
He used this method to tell Liu Bang
您放心
Please be assured
我对您的江山没兴趣
I have no interest in your land
我只想成仙
I just want to become an immortal
所以人生最高的境界不是进
Therefore, the highest state of life is not to advance
而是退
Instead, retreat
当所有人都往山顶挤的时候
When everyone is rushing to the top of the mountain
那个懂得在半山腰停下来看风景的人才是真正的大赢家
The person who stops halfway up the mountain to enjoy the scenery is the real winner.
张良真的不管世事了吗？
Did Zhang Liang really ignore the world?
也不是，在关键时刻，
Not at the critical moment.
他还是出手了。
He's going to take action.
刘邦晚年想换太子。
Liu Bang wanted to change the heir in his later years.
要把吕后的儿子刘盈废了。
To make Liu Ying, the emperor's son, a cripple.
立戚夫人的儿子如意。
Li Kai's son, Yu Shai.
这事儿闹得朝廷鸡飞狗跳。
This has caused chaos in the imperial court.
吕后急了。
Liu Hu was anxious.
跪求张良出主意。
Please ask Zhang Liang for advice.
张良没办法。
Zhang Liang couldn't help it.
只好指点迷津。
Just point out the way.
去请商山四皓四个老隐士出山。
Go and invite the four old hermits from Shangshan.
结果刘邦一看。
The result is that Liu Bang saw the situation.
连这四个老头都支持太子。
Even these four old men support the heir.
知道大势已去。
Knowing the tide has turned.
只好作罢。
Give up.
这次出手。
This time.
张良保住了太子的位置。
Zhang Liang preserved the position of the prince.
也等于卖了吕后一个天大的人情。
This is equivalent to selling Lu Hu a huge amount of goodwill.
所以后来刘邦死后，
So after Liu Bang died,
吕后大开杀戒，
Lu Hu opened the killing,
把刘邦的儿子妃子杀了一堆，
Kill a bunch of Liu Bang's children,
连韩信都被剁成肉泥，
Even Han Xin was minced into meat.
唯独对张良那是毕恭毕敬。
He was particularly respectful of Zhang Liang.
这就是张良的算无一策。
This is Zhang Liang's cunning and clever strategy.
他不仅算准了刘邦的心思。
He not only guessed Liu Bang's thoughts.
连身后的政治格局都算进去了。
This also includes the political landscape after the Deepwater Crisis.
他给刘家保住了江山。
He secured the Jiangshan for the Liu family.
也给自己买了一张永久的免死金牌。
Also bought a permanent amnesty card for myself.
咱们回头看，汉初三杰里。
Let's look.Back at the three great figures of the early Han dynasty.
韩信输在了贪，萧何输在了恋。
Han Xin lost because of his greed, and Zhang Yu lost because of his love.
只有张良赢在了知止。道德经里说，功成身退，天之道。
Only Zhang Liang won in the Tao Te Ching, which said that success is achieved by retreating.
这句话说起来容易。
This is easy to say.
做起来太难了。
It's too difficult to do.
面对权力的诱惑。
Confronted with the temptation of power.
面对泼天的富贵。
In the face of overwhelming wealth.
谁能忍住不伸手？
Who can resist the temptation?
张良忍住了。
Zhang Liang held back.
他告诉我们一个最深刻的道理。
He told us a profound truth.
在这个世界上，
In this world,
真正的聪明人不仅知道怎么把事儿做成。
True intelligence is not just knowing how to get things done.
更知道怎么在事成之后全身而退。不争。
Know how to get away cleanly after achieving success without fighting.
故天下莫能与之争。
Once upon a time, there was no one in the world who could compete with him.
如果您也读懂了这份进退自如的人生大智慧。
If you also understand this profound wisdom of life,
请写下功成身退四个字。
Please write the four characters congratulations and retire.
愿我们每个人在人生的舞台上既能演好主角。
I hope that each of us can play a good role on the stage of life.
也能在谢幕时走得潇洒。
Also, you can walk away gracefully when saying goodbye.
从容，关注我不迷路。
Stay calm and focus on not getting lost.
下期我们继续读史。
Next time, we will continue to read history.
读人，读心。
Read people's minds.